You're listening to Hey Bitches Podcast, episode 92. Hey bitches, what is up you guys? It's your girl Carly. Welcome back to Hey Bitches Podcast. Hope you guys are having an incredible day. I am so excited. Today we are sitting down with Andrew. Say hello.
Hello.
I'm so excited to have you on here.
I'm excited too, actually.
All right. You guys, today we are sitting down for this episode. I'm very excited because we have Andrew on to talk about something that you guys have asked me about here and there. However, I really just couldn't give you a lot of good advice nor answers. So I brought on an expert. Today, we are talking about anal.
Yeah.
Yes. Andrew, before we get into it, do you want to introduce yourself?
So my name's Andrew. I unfortunately live in Edmonton, Alberta. I am a 30-year-old gay twunk. Self-proclaimed. And I have been slaying that D since I was, I would say, a hard 20.
Not a hard 20.
Oh, hard 20. It was very hard turning 18 and being gay, but we figured it out.
It's fine. Here we are now.
Here we are.
Here we are now. I wish I could help you with your headphone situation.
It's all right. I have a small head.
But anyways, Andrew and I have been friends for like almost probably a year now, right?
It'll be almost a year. It'll be a year in February.
Amazing. That's so fun. Andrew was introduced to me through a friend. We like sat down for like a work meeting at first and then realized that we are very good and compatible energies.
Very.
It's a water sign thing, I think.
It absolutely is.
But me and Andrew have been friends ever since, and it's been a fun, crazy, wild adventure.
Very fun.
Especially too, because Andrew being the gay that he is always an adventure just in general. Every day I sit down and you're like, okay, this happened to me. I'm like,
I've had my fair share of exploration.
You really have. And I'm very excited to talk about one of them today. We could talk about lots of different things, but truth be told, I actually don't have a lot of like set and defined questions.
That's fine.
About today, because you know what? I should tell the audience. It's not like I haven't had anal before, because I have, but I just feel like for me, every time I've ever had anal, it's like spontaneous anal.
Okay. Yeah.
And so I was talking to my friend group about this and they're like, wait, all of our gay friends that we know, like they have to prep and they have to do all these things. And I was like, I've never done that, because it's like, I feel like straight guys, when they get like propositioned with like the thought of anal, they just don't care. They're like, yes.
I think straight guys, not that I know many, and I'm very close with many, but I think they like the idea of anal more than actually doing it, because I think a lot of them actually get really like grossed out at the end if something happens down there. Shit dick is what I mean. Am I allowed to say that?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
There are really no filters on
okay,
the podcast.
I'm like, not sure. Okay, that's fine. Yeah, so shit dick, essentially. And that is what they're scared of. You can avoid that if you are a girl or a gay man doing anal with a douche. It's pretty easy.
Okay. You can't just say a douche and gloss over it, okay? We need the step-by-step
so
on Hey Bitches.
So a douche is essentially a turkey baster that you shove up your ass full of water. Yeah.
Is this like a DIY home thing, or do you pick it up?
You do
from
it at
somewhere?
Home. You get, oh, well, you buy it at like a sex store or whatever. They usually sell them, or Amazon if you're like nervous to go to a sex store. And then you bring it home. Like, what
is it like
I,
a one-time thing? Like, you get one and then you like you wash
no.
it, or
you get one, you should clean it for sure, but like you'll have it. It's like, it literally looks like a turkey baster. And then you like, what I do is like, I'll fill up like a glass of like warm-ish water and then I'll like take it and then I'll like shove it up my ass and you squeeze it and you kind of have to like let it sit for a minute just so you can like clean it up a little bit. And then you kind of just like sit over a toilet and then let it all out. You do that about like three times.
Three
like,
times.
Well, I read that a lot of gay guys like to do it until the water runs clear.
Clear?
Like out of your
oh
ass.
Oh my fucking God. Do you do this every time you have sex?
Okay, well, like here's the thing. It really depends who you're having sex with, because like I have been like blessed enough in my life to like meet quite a few men that actually like don't really care if I douche or not. And like, I feel like it's such a process. Like, I feel like it takes like 20 minutes. Like, if you're doing it right and you really want to do it right, it'll take like a half an hour of just like going back and forth and just like making sure that everything's like all good down there. Because like, I do have the guy every once in a while that's like, oh, like you need to be like clean, which like, honestly, I roll. Cause like, you can think of like something better, but whatever.
That sounds like, it just sounds like so much work.
It's not as much work as you'd actually think. Like, especially if you're used to having things up your ass.
That's true.
But like, it definitely, I like to think of it as like, I kind of have like porn star sex after, because you don't really have to worry at that point, like if anything's gonna come out. So you just like kind of go for it, and you can kind of have sex like with like a mind just kind of like at peace, being like, well, nothing's gonna happen, so we can just like do whatever now.
That's very true. I didn't think of it like that.
Yeah, like lower, like it's just like whatever you're like comfortable with, like, and like both of you obviously, but to be honest, like I hate douching. I actually think it's like annoying.
I think it would be annoying. Like that, I feel like if there are so many times that guys have been like, oh, we should do anal, we should da da da, and all of this. And like for the times that I've had anal, for me to think like if I would have douched before that every single time, that's so annoying. Mm-hmm. That's so annoying.
Yeah. And like,
and for you as a gay, like to be expected to do that every time, because also the gays are wild. Like the gays have so much sex. It's unbelievable.
This is a fact.
I thought I had a lot of sex. And then I literally listened to, when we were over at the apartment you were house sitting,
oh my God.
I listened to y'all go off. I was like, my whole podcast is a lie. I was like, I'm a virgin.
Gay guys just have a lot to catch up to, I guess. Like after years and years of being in the closet,
it's out truly... and
bang, 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 bang.
Literally though.
I don't mind.
It's shocking. Every time you open your mouth, I'm like, what?
It has been like, for the ones that like are being responsible during COVID, it's probably been like pretty hard. Like I think it's been pretty hard to kind of like do that. And like also like, it's, you're being safe at the same time, but not gonna lie to you, I'm dying.
Me too. We actually are on a very similar sex hiatus
right now.
So
we absolutely are. Oh man, dating detox. What an idea.
What an idea.
I definitely stole from you.
It's fine. It's for everyone.
I think it's working out.
I think it will. I think so too. I mean, I definitely cried in my living room last night, but it's fine.
I do miss anal. I'm not gonna lie.
Okay. So back to the topic of anal though. So like step one, if we're being like good, pristine anal people, step one is the douche.
Yeah.
Something I am actually interested in. So do you shave your asshole? Do you wax it? Do you not?
I don't.
You don't?
There was a point where I thought I wanted to, but I think that was like me giving into like pressure from porn that I watched. And then from like guys on Grindr that would be like, I'll only fuck you if you're smooth. And you're like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
So I don't like it. Like I have a nice ass, like nice and furry. And like from the guys that I've been with, like they absolutely love it. So I wouldn't shave it for anybody.
It's just a preference.
It's definitely a preference. Yeah. If you want to shave for somebody, like I think that's like up to you. But like I were to shave my ass, I'm not saying I'll never do that, but it would definitely be like on my own terms, not because somebody on Grindr was like, I'll only fuck you if you shave your ass.
Yeah. I can't wait until we open back up in the world, because I want to get a full Brazilian wax.
Oh my God, honestly, same. It's so hard to find somebody that would do it for men in the city. Have not found
anybody. Go to Buff Wax Spot. It's like...
Shut up.
Yeah, they do. They have a whole men's section.
Shut up.
Yes, and it's black owned.
Oh my God, done.
Yes, they also They also have something that's called the Vajacial, which we've talked about on the podcast before, but it's literally like a facial for your vagina.
Amazing, does it come with a scrub?
So many other things, like so many things, like a mask, all of this. It's
do they
like
put it down for you?
Yes. It's like it's almost, prime pussy care.
Do you almost like orgasm while she's doing it?
I don't know. I've never had one.
Oh my God, you should try it.
That's the way that as soon as lockdown is done, I'm going to be like, wax my entire body. Thank you so much. Yeah,
I want to get a bussy facial.
Literally, they probably will do it. They probably will do it. Incredible. We'll go together.
Done. Two for one deal.
Two for one. Two for one. Something that also I have also recently been thinking about, which one of my other friends has been doing, is bleaching her asshole. What? Oh, you're shaking your head. What are your thoughts about this?
No. I don't even know gay guys that like bleach their assholes.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's weird. Also, like, yeah, like, I don't know. I think it's really weird. I personally have never come across a gay that's been like, I bleach my asshole all the time.
See, I don't actually think I've ever even met a guy, like a straight guy, who's been like, you know, had any encounter with somebody who's actually even bleached their asshole either.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, maybe they just like have and they couldn't tell. Like, I don't know what that even consists of, but like, absolutely not.
Interesting. Because I know what she's doing. It's like not like a... Like when you go into a doctor's office or something, or a I don't even know who actually bleaches your asshole like medically.
Me either.
But it's not like when you go into somebody, they have these like lightning pads that are specifically for like your down there area. And so a lot of people use them for like razor bumps or like dark bikini lines, but you can also use them for your asshole. So she's been doing these like little pads. And I was like, this is so interesting. I'm going to have her on the podcast to like talk about it more in depth. But she's like a sexologist as well, so.
I'm not sure if asshole bleaching is a gay guy thing, to be honest, but I'm going to start asking.
I don't think asshole bleaching is a gay guy thing. I really think it's just like a female in porn thing.
I'm going to ask. I'll get back to you.
The tea.
I'll take some notes.
Andrew, episode 2. We will learn if the gays asshole
here to
bleach.
Answer your question.
We love to see it. I would love to hear about the first time you ever had anal.
Okay. Damn. When was the first time I had anal? Okay. From what? Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Oh, oh. Okay. So it okay. was my, I guess it was my boyfriend at the time.
Uh-huh.
We really only dated for like the summer after my first year of university. So I don't know. But we had sex in his parents' room on top of their couch in their like living area in their room.
Uh-huh.
Huge dick actually. And the first time actually felt so good. It was the second and third time that like I realized it hurt. Huh. It was painful, I'm not gonna lie. But once we started getting into kind of like the rhythm of it, you kind of like loosen up. And obviously, like, we use lube, so that helps. Always use lube.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was, like, pretty good. But I'm, like, after him, like, it was hard for me to have, like, it was hard for me to bottom for a little while up until I moved to London.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I honestly don't know. Like, I tried lots, and it was, like, for me, I think it was just, like, I didn't know how to do it properly unless I was drunk for the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it scared me a little bit. So that was like a factor as well. But when I moved to London, I was on my own and I was like meeting all these guys and making all these connections. I started having like sober sex. I realized that like it was a lot more fun, and it actually really got me interested in like the different types of sex you have. And I got to experimenting there.
Okay, we'll get into that in a second. However, let's rein it in back to lube.
Mm-hmm. Very important.
We've talked about lube briefly on the podcast before on the sex toys episode. We kind of talked about the difference between, you know, water-based or oil-based or all of this. Like, do you find one works better than the other, or is lube?
No, lube is not lube. I personally hate water-based lubricant.
I feel like water for your asshole is just not the move. I feel like water only really works if you have a vagina because it's consistently getting wet.
And your ass doesn't actually, like, wet itself.
Yeah.
So like having like a water-based lubricant is good for like the first couple pumps maybe, but then like it dries up so fast. Like for me, like my favorite is gun oil. Look it up.
Okay.
Ladies. it is by far my favorite.
Okay.
I use it all the time. It's just like, it's so slippery. It doesn't dry out. And like, you don't even need to use that much. You can just buy like a huge thing and you can keep it for almost, I think, I used one for like over a year.
That's crazy.
Between two guys.
And you have a lot of sex. So that's very surprising.
So I personally like wouldn't be oil based all the way, especially with anal.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing though, that like, gay guys who are listening to this will definitely know about is poppers.
Okay. You say this all the time and I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh my God, I should have brought a bottle.
What?
I have a bottle at home.
I have no, but the thing is, I don't know what you mean
when
you say this.
So poppers are essentially, like, you take them when, like, you need to open up down there. Like, if you want to relax your hole.
Okay, what form does this come in? Is it like a pill?
No. So it's in a bottle. It's a liquid. But you have to sniff it, and then the fumes from that, they will loosen you up down there.
Oh, my God. I had no...
And you get high for, like I would say, like, a minute and a half. And it just, like, puts you in this, like, whole new world of just, like, very, very horny fucking for a moment.
What?
Yeah.
See, I've heard you say this expression. I've heard, like, your other gay friends when we've been around them use this expression. And I'm just like, uh-huh, cool. I just go along with it because I'm like, this is obviously a gay thing because I've never heard.
I think it was a gay thing, but I've seen straight people, like, use it or at least, like, ask about it on Twitter and stuff like that. And, like, I find more straight people are being a little bit more curious about it. But I, like... Gay guys would, like, take it to the bar, and they would just, like, do poppers in a circle while dancing.
What?
Yeah.
The gays are insane.
Insane.
Y'all are insane.
Like, a lot of fun. But, yeah, no, it definitely...
Okay, so wait. Tell me a circumstance in which you would use poppers in, like, not, like, a party setting.
Okay, like, sex.
And it that's just, like...
Yeah, like, if it's, like, you take a hit.
Uh-huh.
And then you just, like, you just completely relax your body. Like, your body just goes into a relaxed mode, and then...
And you have sex immediately after?
Well, or yeah, like, because you have to do poppers, like, while, like, you're about to get fucked.
Okay.
So then it'll, like, loosen you up and then open you up, and then bam, bam, bam.
Then you're good.
Then it actually helped me when I started bottoming.
Uh-huh.
It helped me get more comfortable with that.
Okay. So where do you get these? Like, at sex stores or, like,
what? Well, I think they're actually banned in Canada or Alberta.
Oh.
So you have to get them, like, underground.
In the U.S.?
You can get them in the U.S. You can get them in the U.K. You can get them, like, anywhere, but they're banned in a lot of places.
Canada, although also, like, bans things like drunk elephant baby facial. So,
like. But, like, can you get that under the counter somewhere?
Literally, you can bring it over the border. Okay. You just, like, can't order it in type of thing.
There are some places in Edmonton that will sell it. You just have to know what to ask for. Like, I think you, like, go in and I think you have to ask for, like,
something specific.
Yeah, like, yeah, something, like, really weird and, like, normal, but, like, super weird.
Huh.
Yeah.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. And they come in, like, different flavors. Like, not flavors. They come in different, there's a whole brands and all that stuff. Like, there's Scorpio, like, kind. There's Rush. There's...
But what's the what's the difference? Is it just how much it is?
It depends. It's what they put in. Because it's like, I'm not gonna lie. They're not good for you. Like, let's just get that straight.
Okay.
They are not good for you. They are fun to use, and definitely if you're gonna use them, you have to be responsible about it and, like, use it sparingly because like, it can fuck you up. But, like,
are they, like, the different kinds? Does that mean, like, different?
It's just like like the high that you get from
intensity.
Yeah, essentially.
Basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Interesting. So does that kind of tie in with how you started to explore more of your sexuality in the UK?
Yeah. Because it does also, like, poppers, like, do, like, lower your, like, inhibitions as well.
Mm-hmm.
So in the moment, in, like, the heat of the moment, you kind of just, like, I want to do this. I want to do that. Like, honestly, one day you'll come over. It'll be like, hey, take a whiff.
No, but thank you.
I'll let you study me while I take a whiff in front of you.
That is way better.
That works out.
Thank you so much. Okay, so that's insane. Because, like I said, I've been, like, around you guys and you guys have been saying this, and I just truly just smile and nod at that point.
Great. Especially if you're, like, worried about taking big dick, or if you have a guy you really like and he has a huge dick and you actually do want to take it. I mean, it helps a lot.
Interesting.
And it makes it, like, way more pleasurable, and you actually, like, understand, like, how good it is.
Okay. So I would love to know kind of your tips and tricks for that. Mine is poppers.
Okay. For, like, getting ready for a big dick?
Yeah. Or just, like, just a dick in general. Because you also have to remember that my audience is not made up of mostly straight men.
Yeah. This is true.
So I would love to know, like, you know, do you have certain anal foreplay that you guys do all of the time?
Yeah.
Or, you know...
So rimming is huge. I love it.
Okay. I actually have a question that I would like to talk about that also pertains to douching. Mm-hmm. So like, I feel like rimming has been a big, like eating ass just in general has been a big like straight guy thing that has come out the past like couple years. Mm-hmm. Like people to the point where they put it like in their Tinder bios, like type of thing. Like, oh my God. It's just like, it's really getting out there.
Heady's gone wild.
So not the headies.
Not the headies.
Anyway, there were so many, like there was literally a guy that I was like seeing or not even seeing. We went on one date and then we kind of like chit chatted after and we were talking. He had the biggest dick I've ever seen in my life to this day. And I was like, how do you have sex? Because you truly look like you would like rip me apart. And the thing is like, I love big dicks. So it's not even like that's a foreign concept to me, but it was like, truly unbelievably massive. And I was like, how do you operate with that? And he then told me that he gets a lot of pleasure just from like pleasuring girls. And I was like, fantastic. But he was like, my favorite thing is like eating ass. Like my old friends with benefits, like I literally would get hard just like by eating her ass. And I was like, that's so interesting. But now that I think about that, I'm like, it's not like this girl probably douched before he ate her ass.
Probably not.
Probably not. And it's just so crazy. I feel like how much the straight men don't care, but also do at the same time. Because I feel like with anal, they're like, they're scared of, they like the, like you said, they like the idea, but maybe not the execution. But there's literally people just eating ass left and right. And I just don't understand. Like, I feel like your dick getting like shit dick, I feel like is less scary than like literally putting your lips on somebody's asshole.
I actually love eating ass.
See, like
it is just fucking great. And it also does get me hard while I'm doing it. Like, it's like really hot for me. It depends what kind of person you are, really. At the end of the day, like I know a lot of gay guys, like I do think it is like a really weird contradiction that I've seen a lot where like gay guys, you can be out at the bar and they'll gladly just like go down on you like in the bathroom at that, like that night, like while you're both like wasted, but like they still, like some of them will go home with you and then like won't want to fuck you if they get shit dick. And like, that to me is
that
like a crazy contradiction.
Sense.
Yeah, and that's happened a lot. Like, that's happened to me a lot.
I feel like that's worse. Like,
maybe
feel
not
like,
a lot, but
I feel like that's worse though. Like, I feel like getting shit dick is worse than like.
It also depends who you are. Like, as I said, like I've been like very blessed with the kinds of guys that I've hooked up with. Like, where it does happen, like even the guys that aren't into it are like, oh, we'll just like take a pause and like clean up a bit, and then we'll get back to it. Like, it's been like, that's really lucky. Like, I've never actually had to deal too much with like person being like, oh yeah. No, like I had that actually did happen to me.
Go ahead, tell the story.
Where like he like came over and we fucked and it was hot and whatever, and then we decided to fuck again before he left. But obviously like things down there were like pretty unsettled after the first round, so like we started going and then like stuff started coming out. And then he was like, oh, you know what? He's like, you need to clean up, but like, I'm kind of turned off now. So like, whatever, we'll like call it a day. Like, he wasn't like upset, but he also was like so turned off by it that he like couldn't do it anymore. So that was just one of those
things.
Do
y'all lay down towels when you have sex? Or like,
I mean, it depends. It depends who you are. I mean, like, it also depends. Like, I am like pretty good. Like, when I'm about to have sex, like, I know what's going on with my body all the time. So, like, I'm good to like be like, okay, I should put down a towel just in case, or I'd just be like, no, I'm good because like I know what I've been doing. Mm-hmm. So it's really just like preference. I used to put down a towel all the time because I was like so scared of getting stained. But honestly, sex is supposed to be dirty. Sex is supposed to be like fun. You're supposed to be like enjoying the moment, like. I think having a towel there now is kind of just like, it kind of kills it for me.
Ma'am, I have $300 white sheets. That's not happening.
Fair. I don't know what my thread sheet is, so that's probably why.
That's fair. I do have a designated sheet set for sex with men who don't deserve luxury sheets.
Okay. That is amazing. But also, why are you having sex with men that don't deserve to have sex anymore?
I have not had sex with a man who doesn't deserve to have sex in luxury sheets since I got them. So
good for you.
Thank you.
Look at that.
Thank you so much.
Solidarity.
We love to see it. So I would love to kind of know more about how you started to get more comfortable with bottoming, like when you moved to the UK and all of that. And like, if you have any standout experiences, or if you have any things that you did kind of personally on your own that helped you out more too?
Honestly, like I don't mind fingering myself. Like, I think that's fine. But like for me, like it doesn't really do anything for me if I'm the one doing it. Like,
do you have a prostate sex toy?
No, I don't like sex toys. I like it to just,
interesting.
I'm more of like a, I like it to be alive. It's me.
I'm the same way. I'm the same way. And for the longest time, like I didn't do sex toys, but then I had a couple sex toy sponsors and all of that. And my life has been forever changed, but
I'm not against it. I just like haven't found one that like speaks to me enough for me to be like, I want to take this home and put it in me.
See, you should get, I think, I can't remember what it's called, but there's so many cool like male ones now that are Bluetooth and you can have an app and like all of that. And so you can control it and do all this really cool shit. And like your partner can control it. And, you know, you can hook it up to like your Bluetooth, like music, and it'll play to the music. It's so crazy.
I mean, on that same note, I did use one sex toy once with my ex, and it was a double-sided dildo.
Oh, and
that was a lot of fun.
Interesting.
He put one side in him and I put the other side in me, and we like basically fucked ourselves hooking. Like, it was hot.
That's so crazy.
It was honestly, I would say it was like top 10 of my favorite hookups.
Really?
Yeah, it was really hot. It was super, super hot. But also the person I was doing it with was like super, super hot, and we were like, whatever. But like, it was dope. I would absolutely do it again.
10 out of 10 would do it again. Mm-hmm. Have you had like any other hookups besides that where they use sex toys?
Yes. I've had a glass butt plug put in me.
Okay.
That was not my favorite moment. I kept thinking the whole time, like, is it going to break in me? Like, what if this breaks in me? Like,
yeah. I'm
fucking terrified of that, to be honest. Like, it kind of ruined the mood for me. Like, I didn't really want it in me at the end because I was just like, oh, God damn. Like, this, I don't want this to
this
break
is terrifying.
Off. Like, I don't, yeah. So other than that, no. Like, I think that glass one kind of was probably the reason why I don't want to do it that much anymore. Like, it's just, like, so uncomfortable.
It's scary.
And, like, goddamn, like, what if something goes wrong? I don't know. Maybe I'm just a baby.
Okay, well, circling back, though, to the question, you in the UK and kind of discovering...
I was a slut.
Okay.
Like, honestly, I was a slut. I kind of... Because, like, coming from, like, Edmonton, it's, like, super small town where, like, I don't know... Like, I didn't, like, meet a lot of guys when I was here before I moved away. Mm-hmm. I actually didn't really have that many friends here before I moved away. And then I did go there, and I thought, hey, like, this is your, like, chance to, like, be on your own. And, like, you want to explore, like, your sexuality. You want to explore, like, who you are and, like, all that. So I kind of just, like, gave myself into, like, the whole experience. I just, like, I would meet guys for dates. I would, like, do the whole thing. And I'd love to hook up, especially when you're, like, living in Europe. I mean, it doesn't get any better than living in Europe in one of the most transient cities in the world where, like, your hookups go in and out of the country all day long.
Yes.
So, like, you're good to just, like, meet new guys and kind of, like, find some new things. And it was always fun for me to kind of see what other guys were into and kind of, like, see if I was also into it as well. So that was fun. That definitely really helped. And like, as I said, like I had like a lot of like really good luck finding like men that were really like there to make it fun for me and also make it like not awkward and like not hurt and all that stuff. So that helped a lot. It definitely does come to like who you are having sex with, because there's one thing I've learned from anal is communication is so big, especially if you're putting foreign objects into each other.
Okay, yes. So I would love to talk about that. Do you have any kind of, think of yourself as a straight female mm-hmm. right now, okay?
I'll try.
Who is about to have anal for like the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Give us some breakdown tips and tricks.
Okay, for the first time, I would 100% douche. Like 100%, I would definitely douche. Just because I'm thinking if it's your first time, you're probably worried about that specifically.
Uh-huh.
So douche for sure. Make sure you have an oil-based lubricant. You don't need poppers necessarily, but you need to like be like communicating with your man or your woman or they, whoever is doing the eating out. You should definitely communicate to them. Like, you want to be rimmed first. Like, some people like to be fingered to get them like their hole ready, so you can at least like relax a little bit before something bigger goes in.
Uh-huh.
Some people realize when they're getting fingered that they really like the whole, like, getting my hole stretch thing. And yeah. And it, yeah, it could be hot.
Interesting.
So that kind of falls into it. And then when your hole is like nice and lubed up and you're like nice and relaxed, like always make sure that you're relaxed. Because if you're not relaxed, it's going to be so difficult and it's going to be so painful.
But the thing is, though, is like, what? How do you get over that? Because I remember the first time I had anal, as much as I was like, I'm relaxed, I feel like as much as you can relax your mind, your body still holds so much stress that you cannot really control.
Yeah.
And especially too, like, I feel like knowing that your asshole is as tight as it is just naturally, that just adds on to the, like, the clenching body stress of it all.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, the person that's like going to be fucking you in the ass should 100% know how to relax your asshole, should 100% be down to like finger you and like play with you. And like, if you like need like maybe like a smaller toy to put in first before their dick, just so you can like get a feeling for it, then there's that. But I'm not going to lie to you. Your first time doing anal will probably be uncomfortable. It'll take like a couple times of doing it. Like for me, it took me a couple times of doing it before I was like, okay, cool. Like I am actually really into this. I love it actually. And now it makes me come all the time.
Sorry, I was swallowing, which is something that you don't do.
Spitters are quitters. I swallow.
Okay. So I love those tips and tricks and stuff like that. And so I also very much so, I think, agree with the whole notion of going slow. I feel like straight guys are always like, just put my dick in your asshole. Da, da, da. And that's like a porn side effect. You know what I mean?
You cannot like, shove it in. I've had that happen to me before. And I've like been so angry because like, the inside lining of your asshole is like very, very tender. It is very easily, like you can cut it really easily. Like, I'm not going to lie. Like my ass has been cut by so many condoms.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, okay, wait, tell us why. Like, what is the, why?
I think
why?
It's plastic. I don't know. Like it just cuts it up and like, they'll take it out. And like my ass will hurt so fucking much. Not all the time, but there's like certain condoms that like people will wear and then they'll do the thing. And I will literally be like, ow, 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 ow.
Do you think you have a latex allergy?
I don't think I have a latex allergy. I definitely would have known if it was an allergic reaction, but like it does cut me.
Interesting.
Like, so like that is like very, it's very huge to like be aware of that.
Of what's going on.
Yeah. Like if you're going to put your dick into like an asshole, you have to realize like if it's not lubed up, like it's going to fucking hurt.
Are there any like positions that make it easier?
Okay. So that actually, like doggy style is pretty basic for that. I think doggy style is like the best for that. But I mean, you could like, you can get creative. Like I've been on my back. I've been on like my hands and knees. I've been like on a couch, like kind of like holding on to the back of the couch. Okay,
so that's a similar, I'm actually going to tell the story later on the podcast, but one of my best times having anal was in the back seat of my car with this guy laying on my seat with my hand, like my legs on either side of him, like you're doing like a squat.
Hot. Yeah.
And it was like also the easiest anal because we were in the back seat of my car. Like there was no prep. There was no nothing. There was no lube. And it was.
What did he use?
Seamless.
What did he use?
His spit.
Yeah. And you know what? I have this like theory.
Go ahead. Tell us your
unfounded theory. That like there are some times because like now in my bottoming like
career.
Yes. Thank you. There are times like I'll be so fucking horny. I'll be like, yeah, you can literally just put it in. Like I will want it so bad that like mentally my ass is like so ready for it that I'm just like, put it in, dude. And like just takes a little bit of spit and we're sorted.
Yeah. See, I feel like when I was in my last relationship, I went through a phase where I was like, I'd rather have anal over like vaginal sex. And I think it's just because for me, like, and just for girls in general, like, you just get kind of bored of having, like, only vaginal sex. And so me and my boyfriend at the time would have anal, like, I don't know. It was probably, like, a 3-week period where I think we would literally only have anal.
hot.
And then it was fine. But I like being able to switch it up. Unfortunately, you cannot.
I'm not sad about that. Good. All. I have found all the ways to enjoy myself that way. So I'm good.
I love that for you. I love that for you. I would love to talk about too, like anal aftercare. None?
No. Not really. Like, okay. Depends what you're doing and if you're using a condom or not, because like if you're getting cummed into, you're going to have cum in your ass and you're definitely going to want to go to the bathroom and like take that out.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, not really. Like, make sure, like, if you bleed after, don't be too worried because your asshole is very sensitive. So like any like small cut, it'll look like a lot of blood. So like, don't worry if that's happening right away. Don't worry. I was a little bit alarmed the first time that happened to me. So that's,
I feel like that's like a big part that a lot of people are worried about probably is like,
it's not like you like feel yourself bleeding, but like I can tell now, like I know what the feeling is when like something's cut my ass and like I can also deal with like, there's like a pain factor, like a pain threshold that you can kind of like deal with after doing it for a certain time, I believe.
Okay. So no anal aftercare.
No, not really.
Honestly though, I think about it too. And I think all the times that I've had anal, I don't really do a lot of aftercare. It also depends too, like if it's a condom or no condom.
Yeah, definitely. Like I'm telling you, like I'd say like 7 times out of 10, if I'm having sex with a condom, somebody's fucking me with a condom, I will be cleaning up blood after.
Interesting.
I think it's just cheap condoms, to be honest.
Can't relate. I don't fuck. I don't fuck people without magnums.
I don't top, so.
That's true. That's, you do not top. Have you ever topped?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was good. I don't top for anybody, so it was very specific.
If you're thinking of sliding in Andrew's DMs, please know he will not top for you.
I will absolutely not top for you.
But how was it? Did you hate every minute of it?
No, I didn't. I loved it.
Interesting.
But I also just loved the person I was doing it with. So that was that for me. But when I like meet guys and whatever, that's not something I tell.
Have you ever had an experience where both of you low-key were bottoms, but you were attracted to each other and one of you had to make the choice to be the top?
I'd like to thank my zodiac sign for being so perceptive.
Andrew's a Scorpio for all y'all who couldn't
There's
tell.
There's never been a situation where I have run into a guy who is also a bottom. I've been like, we should definitely hook up. I've always been like, oh, hell no. I've been in a situation where a bottom has wanted to hook up with me and I've just been like, oh, honey, no, this is not how this is going to work. But you want to be friends?
Not friends. Y'all be doing absolutely way too much. Okay, so to wrap the episode up, give us Andrew's quick and dirty tips, top things we should know about anal, just to wrap it up.
Okay, trust the person you're doing it with, unless you're gay and you're out at a bar, then don't.
We've already established the gays are fucking crazy.
Listen, the gays do whatever they want. We can take care of ourselves. Definitely prep if you're worried. Definitely have like some extra lube on the side just in case. Make sure that you are actually ready to do it. If your head is in it mentally, if it's not in it mentally, then do not do it because it's just going to hurt and it's going to leave you with a really bad taste in your mouth for like how anal is, because it actually is like a lot of fun once you get into it.
Mm-hmm.
No pun intended.
But
it will, like for me, I really like it. Like, I think it's a great way to spend 30 minutes.
Of all the ways we could spend 30 minutes, you said anal.
Just be careful. Like, you know what? Like, take care of your ass, of course, always. And just like, make sure you know what you're getting into. That's all I have to say.
We love to see it. Okay. Well, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I'm so excited to have you on here.
I'm happy to be here too.
It's so crazy that it took us this long to do a podcast episode.
I'm okay with it. I think we needed to wait for the right episode.
I really think we did. Yes. I'm excited to have you though on more episodes in the future.
I hope your fans love me.
If you guys like Andrew, please let me know in a DM or in a review. We could have him on for the gay male opinion.
My Instagram is private, but I'll totally consider it.
Incredible. Incredible. Okay, well, thank you so much for coming on here.
Thanks for having me.
Incredible. That is it for today's episode. I really hope you guys enjoyed it. If you did, make sure to screenshot this episode and share it over on Instagram and tag me at Hey Bitches Podcast. I would absolutely love to chat shit with you guys in the DMs about today's episode. Before you go, make sure to subscribe to Hey Bitches wherever you listen to podcasts. And if you are an Apple Podcast listener, make sure to give the show a 5-star rating and review. It really does help me out and I would really appreciate it. I love you guys so much, and for now, do you know the outro? It's bye-bye, bitch, and we're gonna say it together.
Okay.
Ready? And for now,
bye-bye, bitch.